Grab your bags and head to the airport, because this week's Discovery catches a flight with a desperate duo. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Whenever I board a plane, I cross my fingers, hoping for a good seatmate. Someone who's friendly, but not too friendly. Who's respectful of my space, and who showered that morning. In The Dead Girl in 2A by author Carter Wilson, one man boards a plane, and his seatmate changes his life forever. The story begins on a flight from Boston to Denver. Jake Buchanan can't shake the feeling that he knows the woman seated next to him. The two of them try to come up with any possible connection, but they can't find a single one. Before they part, Clara Stowe reveals that she's flown to Colorado to kill herself, and Jake feels that he needs to do something. When his business trip takes a troubling turn, he discovers that their connection is deep and decades old, to a time that they were both meant to forget. Now, The Dead Girl in 2A is a dark drama about desperate people, about Clara, a recluse who's decided that killing herself is the right thing to do, and about Jake, whose life is falling apart. Readers will feel the pain that both feel as they board the plane. Adopted at a young age, neither remembers life before they met their parents. Both were desperate enough to join a shady clinical trial to restore their memories. But their meeting sparks something deeper, and it leads their memories to return, one glimpse at a time. Their journey to remember the past is difficult. Jake and Clara soon realize that the past that they've forgotten is dark and violent, and after they part, Jake meets another woman who helps him race to piece his memories together. What follows is dark and suspenseful and occasionally thrilling, but it also feels unlikely. The revelations aren't especially shocking. The characters' motivations seem weak and underdeveloped, and because of that, the overall read isn't entirely satisfying. But is it worth boarding the plane with these troubled passengers? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. The troubled characters and the mystery surrounding them will pull readers into the story, but it doesn't all come together in a way that's surprising and gratifying. It's not a bad way to pass the time on your next vacation, but it isn't one that you'll pass on to your friends. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Dead Girl in 2A by Carter Wilson is 310 dark and mysterious pages long and is available from Poison Pen Press. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.